Welcome, everyone. We'll call our meeting to order. Thanks for being here. This is our May 4th and 5th, 2023 commission meeting for the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. We're coming to you from the beautiful Custer State Park in the Black Hills. We're at the Event Barn today and tomorrow. I'm Stephanie Risler, chair of the commission. A few things that we have to go through. I have to read a conflict of interest disclosure. We do that every time before our commission meeting, so I will go ahead and do that now. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter of today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. And if you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. And so that is our conflict of interest that we do at the beginning of each meeting. At this time, we need to approve the minutes from the April 2023 meeting. Those were made available to commissioners earlier. Any questions, concerns about the minutes? I would entertain a motion.
So
moved by Commissioner Beath and seconded by Commissioner Bartling. So that is approved. Additional commissioner salary days. Liz, where are we? Do we have any additional days? All right, we have no additional days. So now we will continue moving down. We're going to hit number 4, license holder list request book. And we have Chris Peterson that will join us for that.
Good morning, Madam Chair, commission members. Chris Peterson, finance officer and director of administration for your Game, Fish, and Parks Department. Madam Chair, as all of you are familiar with, most months that we have a commission meeting, we have a request that comes in front of you that follows our administrative rule and state statute processes for entities and organizations that request the department to release license holder information. Madam Chair, what we have for you today is one request. This request comes from the South Dakota Second Century Habitat Fund Board. Madam Chair, the department does a lot of work with that fund board on a lot of habitat and working lands projects, but we have set up in our administrative rules that any organization, the first time they come in front of the board with a request for some of that license list information, they have to be approved by all of you, the commission. Basically, it's like a one and done request. If you get approved, then they don't have to come back in front of the commission, but each time they ask for a new list, the fees do fall into place that way. So with the Second Century Habitat Fund Board being a nonprofit organization, they are asking for a list of license holders so they can work on basically marketing some of the programs that they are embarking on, a gala event, some fundraising events that they are going to do basically within the calendar year here of 2023. So we may see them ask for additional license lists in future years, but they wouldn't have to come back in front of you to do that. They could just pay the fee. That fee for non-profit organizations is $100 for a full list. So we'll invoice the organization. We'll help them kind of filter down a list to those license holders that they would look for and provide that to them if all of you would approve that for them. Madam Chair, what I would do for my last comments is just explain a little bit about the information. When Game, Fish, and Parks releases that information, It is basically name, address, and like license type. So it's not phone numbers, it's not emails, it's not any of that personal information, basically just name and address. So basically they could receive a mailing or a postcard or something that like that, advertising, getting that marketing information. So with that, Madam Chair, that's the one request we have and would ask for your approval.
Any questions for Chris? I'd entertain a motion.